With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Some Colorado lawmakers want to change the state license plate back to an older design featuring green mountains and white letters. But as Scott Franz reports, it's not because they feel nostalgic.
Supporters say switching the design will get more drivers to properly register their cars and trucks. They also claim the new plates will be easier for police to see and for cameras to snap a picture on toll roads. Republican State Senator Kevin Priola says that's because the current plates start fading and losing their reflective properties after about 5 years. The new plates would roll out in 2021. A transportation committee advanced the proposal this week, but it still needs approval from the full legislature. I'm Scott Franz at the State Capitol.
The City of Aspen's 2020 budget is currently being discussed in City Council before it's finalized at the end of November. The main goal of the budget is to increase the availability of affordable housing, so one way they are doing that is through granting Aspen-Pickens County Housing Authority, or APSHA, just under $500,000 subsidy for a new software called HomeTrack. Pete Strecker is Aspen's finance director. He says the software is going to streamline all of APSHA's information and processes.
So it's kind of a system that has been absent. We haven't had a very robust system over the years like this will be.
HomeTrack is projected to roll out in December. I'm Molly Dove.